Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues in Hector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. This is very quick. I know your time is important. Let's move on. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
That's a very generalized question.
Yes, it is. So that's why I said generally. Generally.
I guess it's on the right track. It's fine.
Right track. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
I would say education.
Education, we have that issue right here. Moving on. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Moving on. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably about the same as it is today.
About the same, all right. Moving on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned, all right. Moving on. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate Hector County in each one. The first one is quality of the of public schools. Would you say they are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. How about the availability of quality health care?
We don't have any health care available unless it's through your job.
All right. So would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, all right. That's what we want to know, the opinion of the people. Having a next one, quality is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County, in your opinion?
Good.
Good, all right. And having natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor. How about public safety and low crime?
That's not perfect. I'd say good.
Good? All right. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Good.
Good. All right. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. And next characteristic is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Poor.
Poor. And the availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor, all right. How about public transportation?
This is all of Hector County?
Yeah, Hector County. We are talking about the whole county, yes.
I'd say it's good.
Good, all right. So I assume in some areas it's most difficult, but we are talking in general in the whole county. Effective leadership in front of elected officials. How do you feel about that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they don't really do much. Nothing has changed.
All right. So you don't have an opinion on that one? You can tell me if you think. No. So I will enter you as undecided or don't know. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Would you rate Hector County as excellent on that department? Good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
Good, all right. And one more in this particular questioning, availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Poor. All right. Moving on. Let's do this quickly. I know your time is valuable. Now, please rate Exo County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned here is immigrants from other countries. Is Exo County an excellent place to live, good place to live, fair or poor place to live for immigrants from other countries? In your opinion.
Undecided, don't know.
Don't know, very well. That's a fair answer. How about people living below the poverty line?
Below the poverty line?
Yes,
oh, no,
ma'am.
It's poor.
Poor.
Yeah,
poor,
it's
okay.
Very expensive area.
All right, I understand. How about for young single people?
I'd say excellent. That's primarily what the area is.
All right. I'll say, really? I had to move on now. Okay, very well. Thank you so much. How about for recent college graduates looking for to enter the job market?
It's good.
Good. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
For families with their children?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Okay. How about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. And for people retiring, retirees or people retiring from the workforce?
Poor.
Poor. All right. Okay. And how about for people like you? People like you, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you, ma'am. And one more in this line of questioning. Almost done, ma'am. For racial and ethnic minorities.
I would say excellent.
Excellent, very well. Almost done. Yes, let me get here. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Same. Thank you, ma'am. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Exeter County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar, ma'am?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Thank you so much. How confident are you in the vision and plans and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? Personally, are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I don't know.
Okay, don't know? I don't have an answer for this
no.
one? Very well. No. In that case, I will enter refuse. Would that be okay? Because you can choose.
Yeah.
I mean, very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all. If you don't give me an answer, I would have to enter that you don't have an answer or refuse. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine. Refuse.
Very well. Next, almost done, ma'am. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you, ma'am. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County? Would you say, ma'am, very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Very well. And moving on. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
how likely?
Let me repeat the question. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely. Okay. Okay. In your opinion, we would like to know the reason. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? And I will give you a few reasons. Please choose as the one that, you know, is more suitable. Would be poor economic conditions, such as lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere. Family reasons like retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children. Leadership, vision, action from local government in addressing major issues. Lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. Poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns like poor quality, air quality, pollution, unhealthy, the cost of living or illegal immigration, which will be the main reason for you or any family member of yours to move?
Career opportunity.
So let me see. Poor economic condition, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere. Would that suit? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, ma'am?
I have a PhD.
PhD? Okay. Graduate degree then. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Refuse to answer.
All right, refuse. That's an acceptable answer. Thank you, ma'am. And for classification purposes, what is your age, please?
35.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No
children. All right, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity, ma'am? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
I'm mixed, so I guess other.
I know what I'm saying. Most of us are mixed, actually, you know. So other, big Asian or other. So, but your main ethnicity, how would you present yourself? That's, you know, for classification purposes. Other includes, Asian, Middle Eastern, it's all mixed in there.
Oh, no, Native American.
So should I enter you as white Anglo or Hispanic or African American? Because that's the only classification I have besides other. White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, or Latino, or Asian. And Asian goes with everything, that Middle Eastern, African, and everything else, Chinese.
Okay. Well, I'll refuse to answer that one then.
Okay.
Native American is not an option.
No, I don't have that particular option. So I will enter refuse then. Okay?
Yeah.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000, $25,000 to $34,999, $75,000 and above?
$75,000 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. This is a gender question. Bear with me. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. And last question. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, yes or no?
No.
Very kind of you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. I do appreciate it. Have a beautiful day now. Thank you.
Thank you.